This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Lucas Rossi of St. Michael's Catholic Church of Gastonia.
Growing up in a home that was damaged through divorce, my childhood was difficult, and one of the things that I struggled with was really feeling that I had a home or a place of my own. My mom and my brother and I had to move many times after the divorce, so we had many different houses that we lived in. And my dad, we would visit, I'd visit him occasionally on every other weekend. Sometimes that schedule would change. And I was a lot of times visiting and living just out of a duffel bag. I never really felt settled, never really felt really at home as a child. Trying to live in two homes wasn't really helpful. But then there was my Grandma Nell, Grandma Nell's house. And Grandma Nell lived in Wyoming, Illinois, and she lived there basically her entire life. She was born there, she got married there, raised her family there, moved her family back into the house that she was born in, and that became the house that my family and I would visit many, many times. And Grandma Nell always said, the door is always open, you can come visit whenever you want, anytime. And she always told me I could come visit. She had three rooms upstairs, I could pick any room I wanted in the house when I went to go stay with her. So in my grandma's house, there were many dwelling places. And it was great because it was always a place of stability, of love, and security for me and the family. Jesus today speaks also using language of dwelling places. Jesus says, in my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to myself, for where I am, you also will be. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. What is Jesus talking about? And in our modern minds, much like my own memory, thinking about dwelling places, we think of a house and bedrooms. That's not what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is revealing a deeper reality. When Jesus says, my Father's house, and he's done this before in the Gospels and other places, when Jesus says, my Father's house, Jesus is talking about the temple. The temple in Jerusalem, God's dwelling. And in the entire nation of Israel, the temple was the largest of all structures. It was filled with storerooms and antechambers and storehouses. It literally was filled with many, many rooms. But in the Jewish language, in the sense in which Jesus says dwelling place, the word he uses for place is really holy place. Sanctuary. The dwelling places that Jesus is constructing is a spiritual house. He's not promising his apostles that they're all going to have their own private room, but it's a spiritual house that he's building, the dwelling place of the Lord. And last week we learned about the church being the sheepfold when we had the celebration of Good Shepherd Sunday in our readings last Sunday. The church is the sheepfold. But one other way that we know the church is she is God's building. She's God's building. And inspired by the Holy Spirit, the church teaches us in the Catechism this image of the church as a building. It says often, too, the church is called the building of God. The Lord compared himself to the stone which the builders rejected, but which was made into the cornerstone. On this foundation, the church is built by the apostles, and from it, the church receives solidity and unity. This edifice has many names to describe it: the house of God in which his family dwells, the household of God in the Spirit, the dwelling place of God among men, and especially the holy temple. This temple, symbolized in places of worship built out of stone, is praised by the fathers, and not without reason is compared in the liturgy to the holy city, the New Jerusalem. As living stones, we here on earth are built into it. And that is what we even heard in our second reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, that we are living stones, and Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of this spiritual dwelling, this holy temple of God. So Jesus is building a new temple as he speaks to his apostles, and that is this new dwelling place where every one of us has a place in the Father's house. Every one of us has a place in the Father's house, and that is found in the church. Every one of us has a place in the Father's house, and that is found in the church. And the church, as we just learned from the catechism, is not man-made. It's God-made. The church is not man-made, it's God-made. He's building up his church, and he inserts and builds new living stones in his church through the sacraments, the first being baptism. And we have two new, beautiful, little living stones that we'll be adding today in baptism, and Marie and Madeline to be baptized. And this is where we begin to be fitted in to the living temple of God through baptism. But we can take this reality for granted. And we can find ourselves maybe hearing the question that Jesus asked to Philip, Jesus asking that question to us as well. Jesus says to Philip, "Have I been with you so long a time that you do not know me, Philip? Have you been Catholic so long a time, Jim or Jane or Bill or Rob or Matt? Have you been Catholic so long a time and you still do not know me? He who has seen me has seen the Father." Do we really know the Father's love? Living our lives in the Catholic Church, do we understand that Jesus is one with the Father and that Jesus is also one with the Church? Jesus and the Church are one, and the early saints all realized this unity. As Catholics, we believe that Christ and the Church make up the total Christ, the whole Christ, is Christ and his Church, his mystical body. Listen to the words of the saints. Saint Augustine says this, "Let us rejoice then and give thanks that we have become not only Christians, but Christ himself. Do you understand and grasp, brothers, God's grace toward us? Marvel and rejoice, we have become Christ. For if he is the head, we are the members. He and we together are the whole man. The fullness of Christ then is the head and the members. But what does head and members mean? Christ and the church." Head and members, Christ and the church, the whole man, the whole Christ. This is St. Augustine. St. Gregory the Great says, "Our Redeemer has shown himself to be one person with the Holy Church, whom he has taken to himself." One person, Christ and the church. And simply put by St. Joan of Arc, to her judges, sums up the faith of the holy doctors in this way. St. Joan of Arc said very simply, about Jesus Christ and the church, "I simply know they're just one thing, and we shouldn't complicate the matter. About Jesus Christ and the church, I simply know they are just one thing, and we shouldn't complicate the matter." How much we take for granted and misunderstand the vital importance it is for us to be in the church. Because the church is joined with Christ, and if I'm joined with the church, I'm joined with Christ and know Christ. And if we know Christ, guess what? We know the Father. The Father in heaven gave himself a human face in the face of Jesus Christ. That Philip, all he has to do is look at Jesus, and he sees the Father. Jesus says, "He who sees me sees the Father." We know and see God as Father in the life of the church. Because the church is inseparable with the life of Christ. And it is to the church that Jesus Christ reveals the Father, gives the love of the Father to the church. And every one of us has a place prepared for us in the Father's house. And that place is found in the church. Every one of us has a place prepared in the Father's house, and that place is found in the church. Jesus is the only religious leader who ever taught that God was Father, that God was a Father. Muhammad denied fatherhood in God. Allah has no children, and to suggest as such would be punishable by Sharia law. The Buddha, Sadihara Gautama, was an agnostic and taught no dogma about God, but only the sense of finding natural peace in what's known as nirvana. And for Judaism, God's fatherhood is only a metaphor. He's not really a father, he's like a father. But Jesus says he is Father. And only Jesus Christ teaches this truth, because it is true. And so we know the Father experiences love through the sacraments and through the life of the church. Jesus says there are many dwelling places. As many as there are souls in existence in creation, there is a place intended by God for that person in the church. Jesus Christ wants everyone to be in the Father's house and has prepared a place for everyone in the Father's house. And that place is discovered and found in the church. And so today, let us, as we prepare to renew our own baptismal promises and renew our faith, let us remember that the church isn't some stale institution, but it's the Father's house. The Father's house here on earth that prepares us to be in his house in heaven forever. There's a place prepared for each of us in the Father's house. And that place is found in the church. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.